Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com. Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Get in touch with technology with Tech Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi there. Welcome to the podcast. My name's Chris Paulette. I'm an editor here at HowStuffWorks. And with me, I have writer Jonathan Strickland.
Hey there.
So today we were going to talk about some peripherals for your computer, add-ons, you know, extra things, mice, keyboards, printers.
Yeah. Not the kind that you and I use.
Right.
Because we're poor.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we're talking about high-end peripherals. Yeah. Well, in some cases, we're talking about extravagantly expensive peripherals. In other cases, they're not extravagantly expensive, but they are. It's definitely an investment. And if you are not the kind of person who would use these sort of things on a regular basis, it would definitely be an extravagance.
True.
Right? And
true.
You even mentioned that you have a few that aren't even computer related, right?
Yes, that's true.
Wow.
That's true.
Well, we'll get into those, I guess.
Okay.
I thought I'd start it off with the granddaddy, the one that made the news. It was on a lot of the electronics and gadgets blogs about a year ago, maybe a year and a half. Yeah. You might have heard of it. The Zenergy keyboard.
Oh, yes. You wrote an article about such.
The heck you say? Oh my gosh, you are right. Yes, I did write an article on the Zenergy keyboard. Those guys are pretty cool guys. They did not send me one.
So not that cool.
No, well, I mean, when you're talking about a $28,000 keyboard.
Okay, that might have been why they didn't send
you. Yeah, they aren't really eager on sending out test copies.
I mean, yes.
Even like, you know, oh, sure, I'll send it back. No. But let's clear up a few things first before we get too involved in this.
Like what makes it $28,000
right,
for a keyboard?
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
With these blogs, when they say a $28,000 keyboard, you know, you just sit there and think, who the heck is going to pay $28,000 for a keyboard? Well, the analogy I used in the article, which I think is fairly apt, is to call, you know, if you call the Zenergy just a keyboard, it's like calling a Bentley a $250,000 radio, because the Bentley does have a radio in it.
Right.
Right. But you're not paying $250,000 for the radio. You're paying $250,000 for the Bentley.
So you can drive the keyboard?
Kind of. No, not at all. No. you're taking the analogy too far. Let's step back a bit.
Oh.
The key, it's not just a keyboard. It's really a media and audio video production center.
Oh.
All in one little compact package. And I say little because if you've ever been in an audio or video studio, like one of the really big professional ones, they're huge. And you've seen them, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. In your career as a rock musician god, you've seen these all the time, right?
Of course.
Okay. So, good old Paulette and his drums.
Yeah.
So anyway, and we're not joking. He really is. Anyway, let's move on. So these studios are rather large. They have these big consoles that are all specialized. Well, the Zenergy keyboard, one of the purposes for this is to kind of replace a lot of that equipment, put it all in a very compact package. And the way it works is this. Every single key on that keyboard is really a tiny computer monitor. So the keys can display different images based upon what sort of task you're doing. If you're just typing a regular letter or an email or whatever, it could be a QWERTY keyboard and everything just looks the way a normal keyboard would. If you go into video editing mode, you'll suddenly have the keys will just switch. So keys that you don't need, they'll disappear and a new key will appear in its place because each key is a little monitor. And so you might have things like play and rewind and cut and paste and all that kind of stuff, the common things you would use. And it has a jog wheel. It has its own little LCD screen. So it's actually, like I said, a full audiovisual editing package,
right,
in keyboard format. So let's not, you know, that's probably why most people, you know, maybe hadn't read that far. They're just like, wow, how can a keyboard cost that much? Well, when you're talking about replacing an entire studio, which could cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, it's really, comparatively speaking, not that expensive. I'm still not going to be buying one anytime soon. I would love to see one in action. I keep hoping that I'll run into one at a convention or something just so I can see it work in person. But yeah, I don't think I'll be cracking the bank open to buy one when I could buy a car.
Yeah.
Not a Bentley, but a car for that same amount.
Well, it seems like we've come a long way from the video toaster days.
Yeah.
If you have that built into the keyboard itself.
Right.
But we are actually going to talk about another computer keyboard that allows you to display different things.
Right.
On,
yes,
the keys too.
Yeah. I believe you're referring to the Optimus Maximus.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Which is a keyboard that dresses in gladiator clothes and has a sword.
And also is more than meets the eye. I thought we might as well just go ahead and cross genre that.
But it does have OLEDs or OLEDs,
right,
built into the screen, and you can actually program the different keys. Like if you wanted one to be the Firefox key, you can make it, you know, put the little Firefox logo in there and it will show up on the key because it's got a little video screen built into it with little LEDs, which,
yeah,
is kind of cool.
You could actually put in animated GIFs if you wanted to.
Oh, yeah?
So you could have a little,
so they can move.
Little, yeah, they could sparkle or twirl or whatever.
And this was a big hit for a while, especially when we kept waiting and waiting and waiting.
Yeah, this was one of those that was delayed for a really long time. And there's a range of these.
That's true. That's true. They
they're
even
customizable.
Have little ones.
Yeah. And you can choose how many keys actually have this feature. So if you didn't want to pay the full one, the maxed out one, if you will, that has all of its keys in OLED form, that one's about $1,500.
Wow.
But you could get ones that where you're just like, okay, well, just these four keys have the OLEDs or just the function keys.
Mm-hmm.
And they were less expensive. They're still pretty hefty price for a keyboard. But if you wanted to, you could even have it where you could switch out keys eventually. So let's say that, you know, you've bought the keyboard, you got it with the 10 function keys, and later on you want to upgrade, you could do that. Essentially, you'd be paying the balance of whatever it was to get to the full $1,500 keyboard. But it gave you that option. So people who just wanted to try it out and see if that's what they wanted, and they only wanted to drop, say, $900, could do that. Again, I don't think I'll be buying this keyboard anytime soon.
Yeah, and I certainly wouldn't want to eat my lunch at my desk.
Yeah.
If I had one of these keyboards.
Right.
A little expensive there.
And there are other keyboards we could talk about. The gaming community has quite a few.
Oh, yeah. Because a lot of people have the specialized needs. You know, they want to be able to fire and have all the special controls.
They want to frag you in a fraction of the second that they could with their old keyboard.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I've met you 10-year-olds out there who can snipe me from a mile away, and one day you're going to be old and slow like I am. But anyway, the two keyboards I was going to talk about, just very briefly, there's the Microsoft Sidewinder X6 gaming keyboard, and then the SteelSeries 7G keyboard. Mm-hmm. These are both gaming keyboards. They both can store macros so that you can program a series of commands and assign it to a single key. And that way, you know, you can display your elite skills by pressing one button or another instead of like a series of them.
Mm-hmm.
The Sidewinder is actually kind of interesting from a aesthetic point of view. It's backlit with red light.
Ooh.
Yeah, so red light glows from around your keys. And the Sidewinder is $80. The SteelSeries is $150. So we're talking about a much bigger step down in price from our others. But then again, we're talking about gaming here, not the specialized functions. Right. Not a big production kind of keyboard. That pretty much covers my area of the keyboards. Did you have anything else on those?
Not on keyboards.
What do you want to move on to next?
Well, I was going to talk about other kinds of peripherals.
Okay.
You know, a lot of peripherals that you'll find for your computer other than the standard mouse, keyboard type stuff. A lot of the high end and pricey stuff is going to be for gaming.
Right.
Now, it's really funny when I mentioned the video toaster a few minutes ago. Longtime listeners will probably remember that every once in a while I'll throw in the Amiga.
Right.
Because that was my first computer. And people used to ridicule the Amiga as a gaming machine.
Used to.
The thing was, it was way before a lot of the other machines had full color and had stereo sound. And a lot of people would build games for it, which were at that time really high end.
It's true.
But of course, those same people now are buying the $5,000 PCs with the tricked out, water cooled, processors and the high end graphics cards and the, you know, steering wheels with, force feedback. And the driving seats where you sit down in there and
the rumble seats,
with all the pedals and stuff. And those, you know, can cost thousands of dollars, you know, just as add-ons. I mean, this is not the kind of thing that people are buying in bulk.
No.
But, you know, oh, yeah, I'll just run on down and pick one of those up.
Yeah, my old one wore out. I'm just going to go grab another one.
But there are other peripherals, too. I mean, gaming consoles. There, I thought of a couple that, you know, sort of off the beaten track because I figured you were going to go for the computer-y stuff.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about, gaming consoles are a form of computers. And
sure.
I remember a few years ago there was a game for Xbox, the first Xbox, called Steel Battalion. It was actually highly rated. I went and you know, looked up little information about how it had been received. But the big news before it came out, I remember, was that it came out with this huge console of tank. It's a tank game, I think, or a mecha game.
Mm-hmm.
I was under the impression it was tank only. You can tell I don't own an Xbox. Anyway, but it came out with this big board of controls where you could use all sorts of different levers and buttons to arm your weapons and move the thing around. And it actually had more than 40 buttons with 2 joysticks and 3 foot pedals.
Wow.
Which is, you know, you think about an Xbox game or any console game, really, they're around $50, right? $50, $60 in general.
Sure, yeah.
Well, that pushed the price of this game up to $200 because it came with this specialized console.
Which at the time, I'm sure, was one of the most expensive games out there.
Yeah, and really, it's expensive for now.
Well, yeah, but you see them a little more often now because you have games like Rock Band, where if you were to buy the full Rock Band set, that's around that range.
It's funny you should mention Rock Band.
Is it?
Yes.
Why is that?
And also the drummer thing going into this.
Oh,
you can see why
right.
I'm kind of keen on this thing. Ion, whose booth I visited at CES, but didn't see actually this particular peripheral. They've come out with a new drum set for Rock Band called the Drum Rocker. And they actually worked with the electronics manufacturer Alesis. They make keyboards and electronic percussion and all kinds of, electronic instruments. And this has 4 drum pads, with a kick drum and 2 cymbals. And it's actually made of aluminum rather than the plastic that you would find in the typical Rock Band kit. So, I mean, it's more robust. People are really going to
wail on it.
Thank you for doing that so I didn't have to say rock out. Oh, wait, I already did. Anyway. Okay. This is actually a pretty pricey set too, but not only do you fork over the additional money for this, set, you also can buy an additional cymbal for $50 or the drum throne, which is what, we call the seat the drummer sits on. And I still don't know why.
A stool?
Yeah. It's a stool, but, we call it the throne.
Oh.
And then you can, if you really want to, you can actually buy a, drum brain, which is essentially the computer that goes along with an electronic drum set, the Alesis DM5 drum brain. You can add that for an additional $360. So you don't have to be playing Rock Band with it. You can actually use them for regular electronic drums. So you can just hear the cha-ching sound every time you add on something else to it.
Right. Nice.
But you know, if you're really into Rock Band.
Yeah. If you really, really are trying to start up that Flock of Seagulls cover band, or you need those electronic drum sounds.
I told you not to mention that.
Oh, the new wave roots come out. All right. Okay. I see your console stuff. And I'm going to switch back over to computers.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about computer mice.
Okay.
Just really briefly.
I want to talk about
a little bit about them.
Oh, so, the mice.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, your standard computer mouse costs maybe between $15-$20, something like that. If you want a wireless one, it may be $30.
Plus batteries.
There's some more expensive ones out there. There's the Space Navigator mouse, which is actually a 3D mouse, where it looks almost like a paddle, like on the old Atari 2600. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Kind of the same thing. You can twist it to make it go left or right, and you can tilt it to make it zoom in or zoom out. It's useful for things like if you're in a CAD program, some sort of architecture program, or Google Earth. Mm-hmm. You can use it to zoom in and out and reorient yourself. Not necessarily useful for other applications, but it's pretty cool. Then there are other things like there's the Novant Falcon haptic mouse, which it looks really neat. It's got a base unit that has some articulated arms that reach out and all attach to a small sphere. Mm-hmm. And you hold the sphere and your motions, you move the sphere in three dimensions. So you can move it in and out. You can move it up and down, left, right. You can any direction you want. And the articulated arms allow you to do that. And your actions are transferred into whatever computer realm you're exploring at that time. And there's even haptic feedback there. So it can push it back against you for certain games and things. That's pretty cool, too. I actually saw one of those at CES. I didn't get a chance to play with it. There was actually a pretty big crowd around that booth. But those look pretty neat too. But I was really going to go into the granddaddy of expensive mouse systems here. And it's not expensive because of its tech specs.
Uh-huh.
It is the Pat Says Now computer mouse. It is $24,000
for a mouse.
$4,000 less than the Zenergy, and yet all it does is click, and you know, it's just a regular mouse, except that's made out of 18-karat white gold and has 59 diamonds in it, like on the surface of the mouse, and you can have it in either a scattered or flower design.
I'm hoping that this is a laser mouse.
No, not at all.
So you still have to pull the ball out and clean it?
Yeah, you know, but it's made from poor people.
Oh.
No, I mean,
all right.
Breaking news though.
Yes.
Before you could only get in the scatter diamond or the flower diamond pattern. Now you can choose your own pattern and even use your initials if you like. So if you were holding back because you were like, well, I don't really like the scatter of the flower, and then now you can actually drop that $24,000. It's mainly sold out of the UK. I thought that would be a nice little addition. And then I was going to talk also really quickly about monitors.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was looking for monitors to see like what would be a really cool like big high-end peripheral, I found the Enlighten IT7202 72-inch touchscreen. That's huge, obviously. It's got two different models. There's a $3,000 model, which uses a light pen that has an infrared tip to it. Mm-hmm. There's an infrared camera that's the screen is backlit, obviously. So there's an infrared camera on the back right next to the light source that can detect where the light pen is.
Oh, okay.
Then there's a $4,000 model that uses cameras mounted on the top of the screen to triangulate positions. You can use your finger on that one. So
okay.
You would put your finger against the screen and the cameras detect where your finger is. There's no actual touch screen technology on the screen itself. It's all done through visual, like optics. So you move your finger around and it follows your finger, and that's how you can change the input. So yeah, if you have $3,000 or $4,000 to drop, you can get a nice large screen. I don't think our cubicles would even allow a 72-inch screen in them, would they?
Probably not.
Note to self, get bigger cubicle.
Excellent. Yeah, I was wondering if this is the kind of thing that we would need if we were going to move to the next step of the Minority Report era.
Yeah.
You know, where you start drawing in the air. And,
yeah, until you get the holographic displays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Boy, those would be cool.
Yeah, they would. I bet they're expensive.
Probably. I guess that would count as a high-end peripheral.
I'm sure. And the technology you'd need to run away from the anyway.
I think we're getting off track here.
Maybe I hear.
Maybe we can wrap this up.
Okay.
You think?
Sure.
All right. Well, there are plenty of other high-end peripherals out there. We didn't even cover sound systems or other input systems like Wacom tablets, which are pretty darn cool, too.
Yep. Although most of those are pretty affordable.
Yeah, I was looking at a $2,000 one.
Wow.
Yeah. No, but it was really nice. So you can read all about these kinds of systems on HowStuffWorks.com right now. We cover everything from keyboards to monitors, everything in between. So check out the website, learn a little bit more about this, figure out where you're going to drop all that massive cash you got sitting around, and we will talk to you again really soon.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene! Gene Fodor!
Gene, was good!
But be careful, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.